Let's talk about Remembrance Day. I know I'm a day late, but I just think that it's an important topic to remember those veterans and what they fought for, them giving their life and limb on the front lines for us to be able to stand up and have what we have today. But it's such a slap in the face to those veterans and to us Canadian citizens that those very, very freedoms that they've been fighting for being sneakily taken away in Parliament in the US and in Canada without anybody knowing it. There's these re these the whole coronavirus. Yeah, the virus, say whatever you will fucking want about it, you know. We do have a duty to protect people and take care of each other, but the government should not ever ever have the ability, no matter what the fucking crisis is, to just pass these laws that just instantly shut down our economy, destroy our local businesses. Like, there was no real attempt to make a happy medium. Like, now I guess, like, the country's a little bit opened up, but what happened to give me liberty or give me death, guys? I know that's a heavy statement to say about the coronavirus, because yes, it is killing people, but there are more COVID deaths reported than people who have actually died from COVID. And that's a fact. So why aren't we at home doing anything? Why are us, the non-veterans, the people who were given this freedom that was fought for in World War I and World War II, why are we, the citizens, not doing anything? The people bequeathed those rights and those responsibilities to keep our country free. Oh, the government's passing so many of these bullshit laws, and they have been for a long time. The fucking entire parliamentary process is stagnated with these old families, with these fucking long-standing ideas. Our government is monopolized. It's disgusting. So why aren't we doing anything and just rolling over like a couple of dogs? And I don't think it's because we don't have the gumption to fight for ourselves. I think it's because the way the system has been, you know, with all these bureaucratic, you need a license to do anything, start a group, everything's got to be registered, and yada yada yada. Nobody knows what the fuck to do to make a change. And first thing we need to do to make a change, I think, I'm not an expert. I haven't changed a whole lot of things. I mean, I change my clothes every day, usually, unless I have a couple days off or I'm working at the cattle mart. But anyways, we need to bring the people together. We need unification. We need to fucking actually talk to each other. And it sucks because this coronavirus is preventing that. Well, actually, it's the government preventing that. And thank you, Jason Kenney, for actually trying to stop the complete lockdown, because that's ridiculous for the government to just throw our whole country in lockdown. We are a democracy, and a democracy, yeah, it is voting for who's in, but you should have a lot more say in that. You should have be able to vote on this massive law that's about to get passed, potentially, maybe, I don't know. We need democratic process for more than just the puppet who's running in power. We need democratic process for these crazy fucking events that are happening in our world today. We need them. Because if we don't grab on and push how important this democracy is, then we're letting it slide. We're losing our democracy slowly. You know, we're getting all these rights and shit taken away from us. Like, god damn. God damn. Oh, and the amount of disinformation that's just fucking out there, man. Everybody should be their own journalists at this point. No, don't. Because some people are pretty radical when it comes to gathering their information. But You gotta pay attention to the alternative press, because those are the people who are barely making dimes and they're throwing their life on the line to give you accurate information. They're risking their whole entire selves to bring truth. And JFK, 1964, his speech, President of the Press, already talks about how there is a war and a monolithic conspiracy against the press and freedom of the nation. 1964. We've been so lied to by these big bros out there, the media, who's supposed to give us and our old folks and all our cherished loved ones the news whenever we go to channel fucking whatever. But no, because it's for profit, they're gonna give you stories that are for profit. And that sucks. The information shouldn't be for profit. Information is just information. And us as people living in this world are one shot at being alive, and your flesh and bones that you have right now and your ears that are listening to this, then you deserve all the information. You deserve to have an informed life, know what you're going through on this fucking planet. That's what I've been trying to do. I've been trying to figure it all out, man. I wanted to be a journalist. The first scoop I wanted to do was like, huh. Why are we here? And then I fucking dropped acid and read a bunch of fucking philosophy books, and no one could stand talking to me for a couple months. Oh. But why is the world the way it is? It's because it's been manufactured that way. It's because it's been prepped and preemed and bred for generations to be the way that it is now. And personally, I'm not a huge fan. In all honesty, I think there's a lot of things that could be done better and a lot of things that could be changed. So much could be changed. Like, man, as a doing my pro serve, I'm a bartender. So much of that shit is just, I get that it's safety and people get rowdy at the bars. But god damn, dude, I wish I could have been there the rowdy times, but now I can't because I came out of the womb too late. I came out of the womb, and now all the rowdy times at the bars, all the fucking times, and all the truckers stop in at my bar and smoke cigarettes and fucking slosh all day long and get rowdy. Those times are gone. I'm stuck with all these old people. They're good people. I love them to death. I love every one of the people who fucking come to that bar. They got story. They're fucking bundles of history wrapped up there. But that's it. It's the dying light of that culture that I get to see. It's that tiny little glimpse. And I love even that. But I wish I was able to see what it was like when the world was crazy, wild, fucking carnal, I guess. But I can't now. I can't because all of these safety and laws and blah 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 restrict our freedom, because apparently, on paper, every single human being is basically paper mache. But we're not. People can go through a lot. People can get fucking smacked around a lot and still get up the next day, you know? You can break your bone and it can get healed. Go out and do fucking crazy shit. Man, I don't know, when I was younger, like before I was 18, my fucking definition was like, the thing that made it 10 more fun is if I was doing something illegal. Trespassing, climbing buildings, going into abandoned places. That was fucking sick, man. And now it's like they're clamping down on that more and more and more and more. Man, that's what being a fucking kid is. You know? It's about living life, fucking doing what you want, and not having to worry about all these consequences that are so major now. Like, the shit you get in trouble for with the law is gonna cripple you more than if you fall down in a fucking broken ass apartment, abandoned apartment complex and break your leg. That's gonna be gone in like fucking at most, depending on how much you mangle it, like 6 months if it's really, really bad. But fuck, you get caught and they put it on your record, you can't even go to the fucking States anymore. And that's gonna fuck you. You get a record, your entire life's ruined. And that cripples Canadian workers, the workforce, and it also cripples the individual so much more than any physical or financial injury it would cause to the offender and the defendant. Overall, you know? In the long run, you are losing an entire Canadian citizen's worth. A born, bred, fucking true-blooded Canadian citizen's potential and productivity is now no longer validated because you have broke the law. And the law's become so grasping on our throats and necks, man. Like, fuck. I mean, less so now that we got, like, the marijuana fucking legalization before people were willing to risk it all just to pass a joint around at a concert. You know what? People fucking did. Because back in the day, you used to be able to fucking get away with it because you could actually run from the cops. I hear stories about people around here who they used to get a fucking carton of eggs on Halloween and egg all the cop cars and then high speed chase out of here, which, oh my God. That's so terrible. That's so dangerous. What about the chill? It's fucking cool. Sorry if that's an unpopular opinion, but in my opinion, that's pretty badass that somebody got it. You know what? Some of those guys came out to do great things. They're rich. They fucking have their own companies. They're good fucking people who wanted to have a little fun and get a little rowdy because they're young and free and stupid. And you know, you're not allowed to be that. You're just stupid now. You're not free. You're just young and you don't know what the fuck is going on. And then you have all these laws and bullshit that you have to figure out. And by the time you figure them out, you're already fucking 30 years old, man. Your whole youth, well, not your whole youth, but most of your youth, your prime years, 20s are gone. And that's a fucking piss off. That's a slap in the face, I think, to those veterans who fought for you to be able to be what the fuck you want to be. That's why they went to war. It's because they care about you and your freedom and giving you the abilities and tools to do what you want with your life. And every single goddamn day, it feels like more and more shit is being passed to take that away at home. The enemies aren't even coming from the fucking overseas. They're in our goddamn parliament right now. Taking away everything that us Canadians, fuck man, why can't we have guns? You know? Sure, the guns don't kill people. Bad people with guns kill people. And you know what? They still get the guns. People still get shot and killed all the fucking time. You're on a farm, it's a fucking tool. You got coyotes eating your shit, you got wolves eating your shit. Guns a tool. So why are they taking that away from us? Fuck. Anyways, this is gonna be my shorter episode. I just felt like getting on the rant here. But yeah, what a slap in the face to our veterans and our citizens that all these bastards in Parliament are just making an absolute tomfoolery of our country. Why aren't they giving us those liberties? Like liberty is just a word now. Like it's just something that you say to stir, like, oh yeah, I'm a politician. Hi, I'm gonna be moving towards liberty. So vote for me. Thanks. The liberty doesn't fucking mean anything to them. It's just a word to rile you up. It's a word to be like, oh man, that guy cares about liberty. I care about liberty. Here's my vote. They don't actually fucking elaborate anything. And the way you fight against that at home is being informed. It's fucking civil disobedience. It's you gathering together with your fucking friends and actually saying, hey man, this shit kind of sucks. Do you want to fucking protest by doing what the fuck we want?
Because you know what? It's sure, that can be dangerous. But fuck, dude. I'd rather have a little bit more dangerous of a society if it means we can actually all have fucking fun and enjoy our fucking lives. Because you know what? If some shit happens, I guarantee you're gonna get over it in your lifetime. You know, have a life with a little bit of hardship that you have to get over because other people are being fucking assholes instead of everybody just being a fucking cog. Because I'm sick of that. I'm sick of seeing it. I'm sick of people wasting their whole lives, hours and hours and hours a week for fucking 2 grand, like the two, just over 2 grand a month. We deserve to have this fucking freedom. We just fucking deserve it. Being born, we're just bundles of potential and energy and fucking production. But we're being sanctioned and put all these bureaucratic fucking policies that slow all of that down. And it's designed to slow it down. It's designed to slow our freedom down, which is so fucked up. Because if we just had all the time in the world to work on these things, so much more would be done because people have a finite amount of time to exist. And when you put all of these laws and yada 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 and all this bureaucratic process registry to get tickets, blah blah blah, safety instead of meritocracy, then you're just wasting that person's fucking time. You're making it so those people have so much ability to do a billion fucking different things at once. And you're telling me they gotta go to fucking 4 years of school to do a fu to get a fucking arts degree? Are you serious? You could just fucking sculpt a fucking stone, man. But no. You gotta get that fucking extra little stamp at the bottom of your work so you can have an extra fucking 50% profit because people won't fucking accept it because you're not qualified. Even though if you can do the fucking work, even if you are talented enough to do what you are born to, like, it's just in your blood to do what you do, doesn't matter. It's not on paper. People aren't born on paper, man. People are born here in the world. What we do here in the world fucking matters. Not this fucking bullshit. I'm so sick of it. I'm so fucking sick of it, man. And yeah. I don't know. Talk to your neighbor. Get fucking something started, man. Cause we deserve it. Every human being deserves to be more fucking free than we are today. Because if you look back fucking 50 years ago, yeah, they had less technology. Yeah, they had less fucking advancements, but they were freer. They were freer because these fucking bastards in the offices didn't pass all the laws that they passed in the past fucking 50 years. And we're just letting them get away with that. Anyways, thanks for listening. This one's a little bit shorter and it's a bit angrier, but I just need to start pumping these out. So please enjoy my podcast. I'm gonna start, I don't know, give me feedback. Tell me what I need to do because I got a lot to say. I don't know how to say it. It's just fucking me here. Just a screamer in the dark, man, because I see the world is choking on its fucking self. So much. And it kills me every day. It stresses me out because it's like, man, I try to fucking count cash at work and then I keep, and then all of a sudden the thoughts wander into my mind like, man, wow, the world sure is fucked up. I hope I can change it soon. Because it needs to change. It needs to have a real fucking change, man. And just so if anybody tries to fucking, because I even have to worry about this. I just say man because it's a thing that I fucking say. I don't care if you got a cock, balls, vagina, or a fucking camel between your legs, dude. I don't care if you got a fucking Mack truck between your legs. I just say man. But yeah, even that fucking shit. Makes me mad. Makes me so goddamn mad. You gotta watch what you say in a world where, like, our whole entire thing that makes us different as species is words. And now we got words sanctioned. You gotta be careful what you fucking say. Half the time, you know, sometimes people say shit and they don't even know what they're talking about. They're just fucking talking out their ass. And now you're gonna get fucking cuffed for that? What a fucking joke. Such a piss off. Anyways, God bless. Posting.